Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 13th day of Menachem Av, Tovshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Baba Kama, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Tes. Shoresh of a money, if an ox that's worth 100 zuz, Shonogach Shoresh of a Masai, gored an animal worth 200. And the shor, the ox that we're talking about, is a tam, and he pays half damages. The ein anaveli offer klum. And the nevela is not worth a thing. The carcass, the expensive shor, is not worth it. So the damage caused is 200 zuz. Noitel es hashor, the nizik takes the ox as payment. He takes the ox as restitution. Because the damages is 200, half the damage of that is 100. And because the ox that caused the damage is worth 100 zuz, so he gets paid by that. Shor shov masayim, shenokach shor shov masayim, ve'ein hanaveli yofu klum. What happens when they're both worth 200? The damaging ox and the damaged one, and the damage is a full 200. Is the ox that's been gored is not worth a penny. So now, half of the damages is equal to half the value of the goring ox, of the mazik ox. Amar Rabbi Meir, says Rabbi Meir, al zenemar, concerning such a case, it says, u'mochru es asher hachai v'chatzu es kaspai. They shall sell the living ox and halve its money. In such a case, the Torah is telling us that's where you do the halving the money, the living ox, and therefore both the nizik and the mazik will share the money between them, and therefore the nizik will get half the damage. In our case, the ox that caused the damage was worth 200, so they sell it, they get 200 zuz, 100 zuz goes to the one that caused the damage, the owner of the damaging ox, the one that was damaged, and therefore he's ended up paying half the money, half the damages. This is a shor tam. And this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. That's what the Torah is talking about. Amala Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda responded and said to Rabbi Meir, V'chein halacha, yes, indeed, you're correct, that is the halacha, that the mazik has to pay 100 zuz, that's half the damages, but that's not exactly the case the Torah is talking about. Why? Because kiyamta, you have fulfilled the first part of the pasuk. U'mochru es asher hachai v'chotzu es kaspoi. They shall sell the living ox, the one that caused the damage, and have the money. That part you've fulfilled. But v'lo kiyamta, you have not fulfilled the second part of the pasuk of the verse. V'gam es ameis yechatzun, and also the dead ox they shall have, they shall divide. In other words, the second half of the pasuk, they shall divide the value of the second of the dead ox, has not been fulfilled because there is no value. It's worth zero. And therefore, the Ezer, what type of ox do I believe it's talking about, says Rabbi Yehuda? What type of damage and what is the value of the oxen? This is a case, Zesher Shove Mosaim Shenogach Sher Shove Mosaim. It's where indeed an ox worth 200 zuz has gored an ox worth 200 zuz. V'hanevela yofa chamishim zuz. And the veil of the carcass is only worth 50 zuz. So the damage caused is 150. Shezen etel chatzi achayim v'zachatzi emeis. V'zen etel chatzi achayim v'zachatzi emeis. And in such a case, the owner of the tam, the damaging ox, will get half the living ox, which is $100 or 100 zuz. And half of the mace, half of the dead ox, which was worth 50, so he gets 25. He ends up with 125. And the victim, the ox, the owner of the ox that was damaged, gets half of the living ox. He gets 100. And he gets half of the mace, which is worth 50, so he gets 25. Each one gets 125. And in that way, each one, or the mazik, has paid 75 zuz, because he originally had an ox worth 200. He's only keeping 125 of the other ox, so he's losing, or he has to pay 75, and that's exactly half of the 150, which means that really you've fulfilled, in this case, says Rabbi Yehuda, both parts of the pasuk. They shall sell and divide the living ox, and sell and divide the ox that died, the nevela, both, and it's worked out. Now, is there any nafka min ila halacha? Is there any difference in halacha practicality? The Gemara says, yes, there is. And that is, that according to Rabbi Meir, these words, and also the dead ox they shall divide, comes to teach us something, and that is that any decrease in value in the ox from the time the damaged ox died until the case was brought before the courts, that the owner of the mazik is not responsible for. He's not responsible for. Basically, we say the nevela belongs to the nizik alone. And in the chatzi nezek, and in that half damages that he pays, we only look at what the ox went down at the time of the death. And when if it went down further after the time of the death, at the time of the accident, further, we don't. That's all on the nizik has to worry about. The owner of the dead ox has to worry about that. Now, Rabbi Huda, in fact, agrees to that. But where they argue is what happens the other way around. What happens if the value of the dead ox goes up? What happens, shvach hanevela, as we call it? So, for example, let's say at the time of the death it wasn't worth anything, and afterwards it is worth something. The price for it has gone up. According to Rabbi Meir, that increase in the nevela is all the good luck of the nizik. It's like the pechas of the nevela. In other words, it all belongs to the nizik. The mazik does not get anything out of it. He doesn't get any benefit out of it. And that's why Rabbi Meir says, al zeh ne'amar, concerning this, it says, they shall sell the living ox and divide its money, i.e. the mazik simply has to pay the nizik the value of half the damages, only looking at the value of the living ox. No deduction is obtained for any increase in value of the nevela. Rabbi Huda argues. Rabbi Huda says that the mazik will get an advantage. He will be able to benefit if an nevela goes up after the time of the death, after the time of the accident, before the case comes to the court. And therefore, when he comes to pay, when the mazik comes to pay the nizik, the value of half the damages, he can say, well, I'm going to deduct what improvement it's gone up, your nevela, from the time of death until the time it's been presented in court. And that's how Rabbi Yehud understands the gamas ames yachatzun, and they shall also divide the dead body, meaning that he takes half of the living animal and half of the dead animal, and the other one takes half the living animal, half the dead animal, and any profits or losses, or any profits at least, that are made, any profits, any improvement in the value, he takes half of it. They divide it. And the halacha is indeed like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, according to this, what it means is as follows. If, let's say, the ox that caused the damage was worth, the ox that made the damage to another ox, it was worth 200 zuz. And at the time, it's worth now only 100 zuz. The ox that's damaged is worth only 100 zuz. But then the nevela went up in price, and there's a shortage of meat and whatever. Now the nevela's worth, the time comes to court, 120 zuz. So it's gone up 20 zuz. According to Rabbi Huda, the mazik will only have to pay 40 zuz. How is that? Because in the beginning, he was chayv to pay 50, half damages, right? We went down from 200 to 100, that's 100. He's a tam, he only pays 50. Then he deducts from that 50, 10 zuz. Why? Because the mazik can share in half the improvement of the nevela, according to Rabbi Huda. The nevela went up, the carcass of the damaged animal went up 20 zuz. The mazik shares in half of that. He gets 10. So we deduct that 10 from the original 50 zuz that he had to pay. He only pays 40. That's one way of understanding Rabbi Huda's opinion. The Rambam has a different understanding. And the Rambam learns that in such a case, he would actually pay not 40, but 45 zuz. How does the Rambam work that out? And he does this as follows. He explains, since if a shor mu'ud would have done this damage, a shor that was warned, that pays full damages, how much would he have paid? He would have paid 100 less 10. Why? He would have paid 100 zuz, because he pays from 200 to 100, went down to 100, he pay 100 zuz. Then we give him a deduction, because it went up by 20 zuz, he gets half of that. The Torah says he gets half of that, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So he has to pay 100 less 10, which would be 90. That's if it would be a mu'ud. Now, because it's a tam, We simply divide that by 2. 90 divided by 2 is 45. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you pay 45. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you first calculate what a mud would have paid in such a case, and then divide by 2. So it's a little bit different. But he still benefits, even according to the Rambam. The way the Rambam learns, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you benefit, and the Mazik has, if you like, a stake, a 50% stake in the dead animal. And if it goes up, he can benefit from that. Of course, if the animal is really expensive and goes up in a value which is more than the damages, there's no way that the Mazik is going to profit out of it. That's out of the question. Mishnah Yud. Yesh chayev al maaseh sharah. Sometimes a person can be chayev for what his ox does, or potter al maaseh atzma, but he'll be potter for what he himself does. And sometimes the reverse, potter al maaseh sharah, v'chayev al maaseh atzma. He can be potter for what his ox does, but chayev, guilty, for what himself does. And the Mishnah gives illustrations of this. Shura Shabiyash. If his ox causes embarrassment to a person, potter. The owner is potter from paying embarrassment. Now, that the truth is he's potter from paying other forms of damages, right? Because, as we'll soon see later on in this Masechta, a man who causes damage has to pay Nezek and Tsar and medical bills and Shabbos and Boshas. An ox only pays Nezek, just the damage, just for the damages. But if an ox causes damage, and it does, a person does not have to pay for the boshes for the other damage as well. But boshes, and that is because the Torah says, "Ish ki yitain mum b'misa." When a man would inflict damages on his friend, well, it is cause a blemish. A man has to pay all these forms of damages, not an ox. An ox will only pay for nezek, damage. V'hu shibiyish. But if a person causes embarrassment to another man, chayiv, he'll be chayiv. Now, the truth is, he's chayiv not just for boshes, he's chayiv for all the other things like medical bills and unemployment, etc., etc. So the Gemara says that why does it just pick on boshes? It's to tell us that the obligation of a man to pay for boshes is similar to the act of his ox. Just like if the ox has kavana to do damage, wants to do damage, and obviously has no kavana to do embarrassment, doesn't understand that. So too, if he has kavana to do damage, even though he had no intention to embarrass the other person, it doesn't matter. The man's chayv for boshes. Why? Because when a human being intends to do nezek, intends to cause harm, we automatically deem it as if he had intended to embarrass him as well, even though that was not his kavana. Another example where an ox is potter and a man is chayiv. If an ox blinds the eye of a person's avet or knocks out his tooth, potter, he's exempt. He doesn't have to free the avet. But a man who frees who blinds the eye of his servant, or knocks out his tooth, chayiv, he's obligated to send him free. As it says in the Pasuk, when a man will strike the eye of his servant or his maidservant, he shall send him free because of his eye. And if it's the tooth, he shall send him free because of the tooth. But if an ox does that, then the master does not have to free his servant if the owner of the ox does that. Now we turn to examples which are the opposite, where the ox does the damage and is chayiv, and he would do it to be potter. Shor shechovel bi'ovav imoy chayiv. If an ox causes damage to his father and the mother of the owners, chayiv, then he's chayiv to pay for damages. But if the man strikes his own father and mother and causes damage, he's exempt from payment. And why is that? He's exempt from payment because a person who strikes his father and mother has done something worse than just a monetary damage. He's chayiv misa. There's a death penalty for a man who causes a wound in his father or his mother. And a person does not get both penalties of death and payment. So he'd be chayv misa, he wouldn't have to pay anything. Shoro shehidlik, es agodesh b'shabbos, chayv. If a person's ox lights up someone's field or haystack on Shabbos, it'll be chayv, half damages, because it's definitely karen, it's definitely unusual. It's not a normal thing to do, so unless it was done 3 times, it's not the normal way to do it. But he'll be chayv for the damages that his ox caused. But v'husha hidlikes ha'kodesh b'shabbos. If a person himself lights someone else's kodesh, burns it on Shabbos potter, he'll be exempt from payment. Why? Because he's chayiv something much worse. B'pnei shehu mischayiv benafshei. Because he gets the death penalty for desecrating the Shabbos. And the Gemara adds and says that this is regardless of whether he actually gets chayiv meso or not. Even if he did it, for example, b'shogeg, by accident. He lit the fire at someone else's haystack on Shabbos by accident. He didn't know it was Shabbos. Boy, he's not chayiv misa. Doesn't matter. Since if it would have been, if the same act would have been done on purposely and with warning, with a aidim, with the witnesses, he would have been chayiv misa, then even b'shogeg is potter from pain. A person does not get an act or does not do an act which would be chayiv misa and pay, even when he doesn't actually pay. And we know this because it says, Omake behema yishalmena, the Gemara learns it. It says, a person who strikes an animal shall pay for it. And he strikes a man, which means appearance, he'll be chayiv misa. He'll be chayiv misa, death. Just like striking an animal, there's no difference between shogeg and mezid, he's chayiv. Between miskaven and miskaven, he has to pay money. So also make odom, when he strikes a person, in a case where there is a death penalty, there's no difference as to whether shogeg or mezid, whether he had kavana or no kavana. If the act itself would have been one that would have got the death penalty, had it done on purpose, then he would have been, he's potter from paying money. There's no monetary payment.